Nobody else here?
No, not yet.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm here, which is a good thing.
You get snow?
Yeah, we got some here in Cleveland. Areas around always get like up by more towards Buffalo. They get more in the east side of Cleveland and stuff. Not bad, but it's very cold though, man.
Yeah.
And I guess you guys got it pretty bad, huh? To get a lot of snow.
Just for one day. I still haven't gone downstairs to clean off my car yet. So,
Oh, yeah.
yeah, it is and cold. It is definitely cold. The last time I was outside was Sunday, and it was chilly outside.
Yeah. And we had it pretty easy last year, never got too terribly cold, and we had a fairly good up until now, or the last couple of weeks. But Cleveland is one of the spots in the United States that isn't get has never gotten hit hardly by anything, the bad weather and stuff like that. One thing we did get was smoke coming out of Canada for a while, but that wasn't even terrible. But because when the fires were up there. But hello, Elaine. Elaine. Jagu. But this teaching might come in handy when the world just keeps getting crazier and crazier, and as if things keep getting crazier, this teaching will come in handy, I think.
You find that place inside of you that isn't crazy, that isn't moving, that's
Yeah.
absolutely still no matter what's going on around. That the entire world's going around, and that is, you're just still.
Yeah.
Even the concept of stillness is erased. You can use this body form to drop back into yourself at any given moment, or to throw yourself out into the world of the busyness.
And still maintain some kind of sense of stillness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because not that you have to maintain it, because you recognize it's
It's
there.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the reality. The busyness is not the reality. So it's easy to find the reality in the busyness because the busyness is the layer of illusion on top of reality. So you just, oh, okay. Okay. So everything's fine. It's all good.
Yeah, so I know I've been a hard case. It's been a long time coming back and back, but it really is gradually sinking in and making becoming more apparent of what is not basically, or like noticing that. Well, today I woke up somehow. I realized that I am unattached. The unattachment is becoming a real thing, and that's just really amazing. It gives you a it gives me a sense of not being what I can think I am. I lost my
But
train
just
of thought.
know that when you know yourself in a real sense, attachment and unattachment and all that, that also will dissolve. Because again, that's the busyness, the layer of illusion that you know is just not true. You're totally separate from this whole entire world. There's no way that you are can interact with be affected by or be in this world. It's just not possible. The same way as you absolutely know when you're laying down at sleep and you've created a dream world and played in the dream world for a while and seen all the people and done all the activities. When you wake up, you know absolutely without a doubt, you were not doing anything in the dream. No matter what was appearing, it was all false. And that there was no way that you could have entered the dream, even in the dream body, you didn't enter in the dream. You and the dream are not any, there's no relation. And then you know, oh, just the same here. You know yourself in a real sense, and you look at the world, and you absolutely know, I have no relation to this world whatsoever. Even this body form that seemingly is available is not true. Even the sense of existence that I feel because I'm holding a body form is not true. It's all in the dream, the long dream of I am somebody else. I am something, but you're nothing. And not nothing as in like, oh, I'm nothing. It's nothing. Not even the concept of nothing can describe your own self because you are the reality before description, before words, before even the desire to describe. Because there was nothing other than yourself.
It doesn't really make sense, but making sense is left for the world. It's kind
Well, there's no making sense.
of
Again, just like, we closed this down, I don't even know when, and we said, okay, we'll see each other on January 7th. And today I opened the laptop, and here we are, January 7th. Yes, there were a lot of activities that came between then and now, but all of them were illusory. And it seemingly, without the concept of time, it's just open the laptop, close the laptop. The calendar has passed, but the truth is, there's no concept of time passing. It's just, we're here again. And yet, all these little things were going on inside. But if you didn't take the touch of them, you can't say, and even if you did take the touch, the funny thing is, you can't say, okay, a week ago, this exact time, what was I doing, thinking, or experiencing? Like it's finished. It's a pick up the cup, drink, put it down, and that's it. Oh, I'm thirsty. Okay, get the thirst. Then it's finished. I don't think, oh, 1 week ago today at this time, I was very thirsty. I'm so happy that I was able to quench my thirst because imagine if I wasn't able to quench my thirst from then until now, it would have been horrible. But it's just spontaneous action in the moment.
And some of the stuff that I would read in the past, like just today, some it became what I whereas before there would be some question about what exactly does Nisargadatta mean by that or whatever, and then but today, like some of the things, or even as time goes on, more becomes clear. Like in the past, I would not have fully recognized what it means when I read something like okay, I'll read an example here. This guy was speaking to Nisargadatta in the consciousness and absolute, and he said, everything is happening on its own, and I have no concern with it. And formerly, I would not have fully recognized what that means, that everything is happening on its own, and I have nothing to do with it. But for some reason today, that seems obviously true. And then,
That's what we just spoke about.
yeah.
As far as the dream, it looked like everything was happening, but nothing was happening. And when you wake up from the dream, you fully recognize everything was happening on its own. There were spontaneous actions in the moment. There was no one writing your dream. You don't have a staff of writers writing your dream. And it's all spontaneous in the moment.
It's hard to
And
say
you, You wake up, you know it's not true.
It's a, in the past, I would have said, well, I don't fully understand what it means, what spontaneous means, and it's like it doesn't mean anything
No,
particular.
it's a word because you're prior to words. So when we say spontaneous, it could be instantaneous. It could be spontaneous, kind of gives you a pointer to the understanding that it's occurring in the moment without your real effort. These things are just happening. Again, all the happenings that happened since the last time we met were spontaneous actions in the moment. You may have taken doership after the fact and said, oh, I did this thing or I did that thing. And we're not talking about simple things like I plan on going to a New Year's Eve party. And I can say, well, that certainly was my doing because I could have also decided to stay home. And yet, that's again within the illusion. Therefore, it's a non-doer, just as if you were dreaming and you were dreaming that you were planning to go to a New Year's Eve party. The appearance of the planning, the appearance of the action, and the doership that's taken is all within the bubble of illusion. When you wake up on the other side, you absolutely know. I was not at that New Year's party. I did not plan it, nor did I plan to go or not plan to go. And only when you identify with the body form do you get involved in could I have made that decision or this decision? No matter what, all decisions are within the bubble of illusion. And therefore, there's a non-deciding, spontaneous action in the moment.
It's all been spontaneous, and it always will be.
You can never not be because you're formless. Any activities done with form are within your own self, within the formlessness. Again, that's why we talk about. You look outside the window, and when you know yourself in a real sense, this body form can interact with other body forms and interact in this quote material world due to identification with a body, and yet it's all within your own self. You're all the bodies and you're all the everything. So there is no real doership, there is no real interactivity. You that you are, cannot in any way, shape, or form interact with the illusion. Illusion is just illusion, spontaneously appearing. It's an appearance.
You
When you
see it.
lay down at sleep at night, everything going on inside the dream world, even if you are identified with a dream character, is within you. And you absolutely know when you woke up, I could not have been doing any of those things. Yet you can see yourself swimming. You could see yourself jumping. You can see yourself talking. There's people around. There might be daytime and nighttime, both occurring within your same dream. But when you wake up, you know it could not have been true. And the you that you are could not have been interacting with any of the dream in any way, shape, or form.
I guess that's always been sort of a sticking point with me, thinking that I can have
But
enough.
even that's occurring within the illusion.
I can have
These are
enough.
thoughts that are flowing. And you're formlessly identifying with thoughts through the concept of being a body form that can have thoughts, or the concept of a thinker thinking thoughts, but you're none of that. It's absolutely impossible for you to even think unless you say, again, I know myself as formless. I used to think thoughts were up here. Now I understand that sort of thoughts are just what I seem to be appearing as the world. And even this body form is just a thought within my own self. But there's no thinker of those thoughts. It's just a flow of thoughts that is identified within the moment of I'm thinking this thought. But when you know yourself as formless, even the thought flow in your mind, you can't say I'm identifying with a specific thought. Because who is identifying with this thought? And where is this thought? And thinking about what? You're thinking about something other than yourself, which is the only way you can actually think. You can't think of yourself. That's why we say you go into that black hole. When you're remaining with your selfless self, you're in that non-thinking state because you're not identified with anything that a thought can stick to. So the thinker is not created.
Would you say that when it comes to the world of form, it seemed to me that the world of form is made like life forms, everything is made of attachment in some sense.
Again, the world of form is just that, the five elemental goo getting together. And you looking through the eyes of a body form, saying that this is a dog, this is a cow, because it's labeled.
That's
You don't
attachment.
sit there and say, oh, this is a conglomeration of the five elements, or this is not a dog, this is a lump of goo that has been labeled dog. That's why Siddharameshwar Maharaj in the book, Master of Self-Realization, talks about the wall. It's not a wall. It's stones and mud and all this sort of thing. We use the concept of it's a wall. And when I put four walls together, I make a house. But it's not a house. It's still the lump of mud and the elemental gunk that we're labeling as such. This body is just a label of elemental gunk. You know this because your parents get together and they make this lump of gunk. This gunk being fed and watered grows. You're not doing any of the growing yourself. This growing is spontaneous. And then when this body form is created, we say, oh, this label of John. But it's a lump of goo. You started as ooze. That's why I think Nisargadatta Maharaj says, you're no better than the snot that's in your nose. But you don't sit there and say, oh, this snot in my nose, I'm going to call this Paul. But that's the reality of the body. You're trying to sit there and have the label of you on. You're identifying with the snot in the nose that has grown because you've been feeding and watering it.
So
So,
in that sense, the attachment to the identifications of this and that is sort of like what creates our world, our sense of.
based on your identification with the body form, is how you see your world. Again, the space in the room suddenly takes on the objectification of this body. Seeing through this body form says, oh, this is a computer, this is this, this is this. All these objects are around me. But in reality, you're the space in the room. All these objects are within yourself, even this body form that you're identifying with, to be able to perceive the objects within yourself. However, none of that is needed. As you know, the space is the space, regardless of whether it's identifying with this body form. When the body form falls, the space is not saying, oh, wow, I stopped experiencing myself. No, it's not like this, because there's nothing other to say, I'm stopped experiencing myself. That's why the concept of death is ridiculous. Because there's no birth, no death. The space in the room can click with this body, look inside and say, oh, look at all this stuff, and then disconnect, so to speak, and it's still the space. But the space wasn't changed. Even the body decaying inside of the space is not affecting the space at all. This is why Nisargadatta Maharaj, Sri Ramakant Maharaj says, if at all you want to compare, compare yourself to sky or space. Because even you're more subtle than this, because sky and space can be perceived. You cannot be perceived because you are the perceiver without a center point of perceiving. The body is kind of the pinpoint from where you see your world, and the wrong files start to be put. Oh, this is happening to me. That's happening to me. I live here. I drive this car. I work at such and such a place. But in reality, it's just like a pinpoint in the universal consciousness that's labeled me and my world. But without you, where's your world? The world is. But the world is a layer on the illusion, and you are. Whether the world is or is not, you are. That's why we talk about, oh, the end of times. Oh no, Russia and United States, big nuclear war, the whole world is destroyed. Guess what? You don't change at all. It doesn't affect you. 8 billion people dissolve in a moment, but you're not like suffering, or you're not changing. The same as in a dream. Maybe in your dream, you dream about nuclear destruction and you wake up, oh, it wasn't true. Of course, from your reality, there's no quote waking up. The waking up is knowing yourself in a real sense. And that can be done at any time. You don't have to wait until, like, oh, I'm on my deathbed. I want to know myself. No. You know yourself in a real sense. You don't have to say things are illusion because they just don't make sense. How can the space in the room interact with the objects within the space or take any ownership of any of the activities within the space? It cannot. Only the appearance.
I guess I still have to take on a sense of
There's no
seeming.
I to take on anything. That's the thing. Like, you don't want to, there's no hook to hang your hat. If you put a hook there, you can hang a hat. If there's no hook, where are you going to hang the hat? It doesn't hang. The concept me, mine, I, anything. There's no concept that can hang unless you put a hook. And the hook is, I am somebody else. When you know yourself in a real sense, you can't be anybody. And you don't even say, oh, I'm everybody, because you don't do that in a dream. You don't wake up on the other side of the dream and say, oh, I was all those people. I mean, you could, but what's the point? It was all illusion. Within your dream, you dream you're a rock star and you're very famous and you have a limousine and lots of money. You wake up and it's not true. And yet at the time, it appeared very true and you were truly enjoying the experience of being the rock star. But you never were the rock star.
It does seem like there's a change of perspective somewhere that it, but even that's just another,
Well, and
view.
even that, you have to try to find there should be no local identification in which all these objects can be seen as this is my experience. I am experiencing. Yes, body is doing these things. Yes, I'm going to work and I'm doing my job and I'm doing my duties, but all of that is within my own self, and the you that you are cannot interact with the illusion, just as the you that you are cannot interact with the dream.
So to say there's a change of perspective is just a story that you can make up if you feel like it, I guess.
Yeah, just conceptualizing. You're saying, oh, you know, this is my perspective on this. And see, that's where the identification with the body form creates the egoistic sense of my being right. When in reality, all are right, all are wrong, because nothing is true. But I
Yes.
defend my position because my egoistic sense of self identified with the body says, this is how I want it to be. You could do the same in your dream. You can be very nasty to the people in your dream and say, I want it done this way. Then you wake up on the other side and you see, oh, wait a minute. Like, this didn't make sense. I was so mean and nasty in my dream and I wanted things a certain way. And then I wake up on the other side and I realize that none of that was true. It was only because of this identification with the body form and the dream world and a thought stream that I need to have my way. And then trying to perceive the world from the concept of one specific body that isn't getting its way. But you, the dreamer, it has no effect. And yet you could be very irritated in your dream, just as you can be very irritated in this world, but for no reason. You don't want to plant any flags or die on any hills because there's nothing. There's like, there is nothing. There's you know yourself in a real sense. You could not possibly interact with the world that you're perceiving as your world, even though the appearance is such.
But I can still identify, I can still end up making that mistake and identify.
Well, not when you remain with yourself, the self. It's not possible because there's no center point. Just like right now, I can say, I'm dreading actually, going downstairs and wiping the snow off my car in the freezing cold. And yet, in the moment, it'll just be a spontaneous action. It's only because I'm going through this thought stream of I dread going downstairs and wiping the snow off my car that there is creating an experience. In the moment, it won't be, and it'll just be finally I say, ah, let's just go do it. Or I won't even identify it. It'll be spontaneous flow. I'll be wiping the snow off my car and driving to the grocery store, for instance. There's some need to go someplace. So now the spontaneous action in the moment is wiping the snow off the car so I can go. But if I sit in this apartment, I can create all sorts of stories about having to go outside in the freezing cold and wipe off the snow on my car. And then through the identification with thought, say, I'm not going to do that. But again, why? Although I am, honestly, looking out the window, seeing the snow on the car and saying, oh, I have to get dressed and get it's very cold. I have to go down the elevator, go outside, wipe the snow off the car. Oh, I don't want to do this. But it's in a moment, it's going to happen. It's a spontaneous action. And all of that requires you know, it's all illusion to sit there and try to plan out something, to try and create a sense of doership before the deed is useless. I mean, you can sit here and suffer about anything. Oh my goodness, if this is so bad, this, I don't want to do this. Or you wake up in the morning, you don't feel like going to work. So then the thought stream starts coming. You're identified with this thought stream and you start projecting all the different ways, A, that you can get out of working, and B, all the horrible things that are, but you're not moving. You're not, it's just like the dream. All these appearances are appearing and you're identifying with them and then creating little worlds.
But I could say,
Don't do that.
I'm going to miss out.
Miss out on what? Like Sri Ramana Maharshi says, if it's meant for you, it comes, and if it's not meant for you, it won't come. No amount of
But
striving or struggling can make something that's not coming come. Actually, Sri Ramana Maharshi, if you read. Like I used to long years ago, I'd read that and I'd think, good grief, I really don't get this. I like Nisargadatta better because it's more to the point. But Ramana Maharshi tries to take the people around and around and around, but then basically is saying, but all of this is not true. You just know yourself. If you know yourself, then nothing is. And then the people will say, oh, but what about the Veda, Mahastrasya, and this and that, and all this? And he'll explain this thing. But then roundabout come back, just like Nisargadatta Maharaj, just like Sri Ramakant Maharaj, and say, just remain with yourself, the self. The self is all there is. Everything else is illusion. You can speak about the illusion for as long as you like, but just remain with yourself, the self.
And that is peaceful, though, when you do that, or when you are.
Remaining with yourself, of course. Because again, snow on the car. I sit here, remain with myself, the self. I'm just, oh, there's so much peace. There's so much peace. And then I observe the body going downstairs and wiping off the car and getting in the car. And the next thing I know, I'm in the grocery store because I needed groceries and I was not doing it because of not wiping the snow off the car. It was one beautiful flow. Because I remain with myself as self, so therefore spontaneous action in the moment was occurred without needing to identify and without needing to create any kind of identification, excuse me, with a thought stream. And that's the reality. When you're not identified with any thoughts,
I know I'm
you're
still.
not identified as a body. When it's spontaneous action in the moment, when scenes are appearing and disappearing before you, that is the reality.
I'm still going to get somewhat hung up on the idea that I should be at peace all the time. That
See, peace is a concept.
maybe that I, well, it's a feeling too that it seems real when you're there. So it,
And this is the presence. Peace or Satchitananda, the sense of existence, consciousness, bliss, is an appearance on your spontaneous presence. And when you are not paying attention to other things, this is your quite natural state while holding a body form and presence is available. You disturb the peace by thinking about all this sort of stuff. And again, you're not thinking. You're identifying with a thought stream based on a concept, I am this something.
Then I'll think, well, I'm not experiencing the peace right now or something, and then, but that's
But see, peace is not an experience. It's actually the absence of experience. Absence of experience and the byproduct is peace, the Satchitananda, the sense of existence, the sense of presence. The peace is the byproduct of not chasing illusion.
Yeah, I like that.
When I say chasing, I mean literally, like just you're with yourself. Activities are occurring in the moment, you participate, you leave it. You pick up the water, you drink, you put it back down. You do this thousands of times a day. Without needing to take doership or ownership of anything. And therefore, it's just literally scenes appearing and disappearing. Scenes appearing. We spoke in the very beginning. I don't even know how long it was ago that we closed this down after our meeting. And we said, okay, we're going to meet on January 7th, which seemed like a long time away at the time. And here it is. Today, we opened the laptop and we're here. Many little activities have occurred between now, then, and now, but they're just spontaneous scenes changing, appearing, and disappearing. Every moment your laptop is opening and closing, opening and closing, opening on the screen, what's happening, participate, then close. Okay, go on to the next scene. Interacting with people, that's fine. Do your job, do your duties, go to your work. If your manager says, oh, we need to do more of this or less of that, okay, that's spontaneous action in the moment, all occurring within yourself because you don't give yourself away to the concept, this is happening to me. Oh, I'm getting extra work. That's not fair. No, it's just actions in the moment and it will all get done. Like somebody asks you to do something, you can sit and identify with the thought stream of all the reasons you don't want to do it, or you can just get it done in the moment and it's finished. And either way, it's the same. It's just if you want to sit there and identify with yourself as something else. And as soon as you identify as something other, remember, then illusion can stick to you because that's the hook. And you can hang every hat in the world on the hook. The hook doesn't say, oh, I have too much hats or, oh, this is too much. It's the hook itself. You don't have a hook because you know yourself in a real sense. Illusion cannot, there's no sticky concepts that can stick to space.
Like I have a memory that that when I wake up in the morning, sometimes my dreams seem to be lead it seems like the dream is telling me what the present case of my mind what
It's good you're having a hard time explaining because all that's mind-created
Yeah.
stuff. And I'm guessing even the you that you are behind this whole stream of thought is saying, but that's not true. Like the underlying understanding is it's not true
It
because
seems
the
like
you that you are doesn't wake up, doesn't dream.
the
You could say you're not going to wake up until you leave the body form for your true self, so to speak. And yet, leaving the body form is just knowing yourself in a real sense. So when is this leaving the body form? You never were a body. Sri Ramakrishna Maharaj says, you are not body, you were not body, you're not going to remain a body. Body is not your identity. So without a body, how does the space in the room sleep or wake up?
But it's interesting that, okay, what I was getting at is I'll wake up in the morning and then I'll notice my dream is telling me what I can have an insight into not being. I don't know, it's like the dream is a precursor to an insight that I can see when I wake up. It's like the dream is showing, almost like showing me something, but I guess it's still all me, or in a sense, it's all
Just
me
still
anyway.
identification with unlimited individual identification. Yeah.
It
And it's
seems
not
like
true.
a memory or something is taking place and telling me something other than the present, but I guess it's not really, it's no different than the presence.
Yeah, there's the just like this waking dream is just formless consciousness, forms appearing within. Consciousness identifying with forms and creating a dream reality. The same when you're laying down at sleep. It's all just w within. Like, you know, you could say that your dream is pointing to the reality because when you go to sleep at night, oh, this body form, I'm sleeping. Formlessly, a form-based existence is created and experiencing is occurring. When you wake up in the morning, you realize that all those experiences, all those forms, and all that identification was false. And you needed to identify with a dream body in order to have experiences within the dream that appeared true at the time. But when you wake up, you know it's not true. And now you equate that to you know yourself in a real sense, regardless of what is going on around you, the appearance of doership, the appearance of activities, the appearance of anything happening is due to identification with the form within the dream that you are not. And that said, you just remain with your selfless self. The more you, that's why Maharaj says meditation is so important. The very subtle sense of presence. You start transferring identification from the body to the subtle sense of presence. The doership is kind of broken. The world is kind of broken at that point because you're the sense of presence and you know you're formless. The more you remain the sense of presence, the understanding will dawn on you that this presence has appeared, and therefore it will not need to be for myself, the one that's perceiving the presence, to be. Knock, knock on the door. Who's there? Nobody's there. But somebody had to be there to say, nobody's there. The sense of presence, the sense I exist, has appeared to you. If you were not there, the experience or the sense of presence could not have appeared because there would be nothing. Where all experience ends, there you are. Whether the sense of existence or the I exist or the presence is there or not, you are.
You